And I'm impacted by what God is doing and has said and has done from cover to cover in the Word of God. I wanted to share just a few things regarding the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 5 in particular. And as we look at it, I begin to think to myself, you know, the Abrahamic covenant, Genesis chapter 12, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel, the nation, play center stage in Christ coming into the earth. We understand that. But also, it goes before that. God was working before that. So before Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, even the nation of Israel, God had revealed himself to mankind. And because God revealed himself to mankind, some of those men walked with God. Some of them, not everybody, right? Because the scripture says, what is it, Psalm 19, the humans declare the glory of God, the firmament shows forth his handiwork. In other words, God's declaring his existence to everyone, to anyone who has breathed the breath of life. This whole world is his handiwork. And he has his fingerprints, his handprints are all over everything. Everywhere we turn, we see God's beauty and his glory. And so some people responded to the revelation of God and walked with God. And so we understand that for mankind to walk with God, both literally and figuratively, it must first be revealed to man that God is. Must first be revealed to man that God is. And when I think about this, I think about Adam, whom the Bible says God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And if God was physical and he breathed into Adam's nostrils, then when Adam opened his eyes, who was the first person he saw? The first person he would have seen would have been God, right? Now, we don't know if he was physical or what have you. Who's this? Eric Goodwill. He went on Zoom today. She's having a flare, feeling weak, taking her to the ER. So Eric Mingo is taking Felicia to the ER. Let's stop a moment. Let me respond to him real quick. Let's take a moment to pray. Father, we lift up our sister Felicia right now. We ask you, O God, by your grace, Lord, to touch her in the hour of her need. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your word declares that your grace is sufficient for our every need. Lord, and we're to call upon your name, O God. Helpless we are, O God. And we pray, O God, that you would do for her what no man can do. Go before her, Lord, to the doctors. Lord, make her way smooth. Give her victory, O God. Let your healing virtue and your mercies, O God, cause her to recover. Lord, strengthen her in her body and cause, Lord, this situation, O God, Lord, her antibodies to work and to fight off any infection, any bacteria, any virus. Lord, that she would know healing all throughout her body. Father, we lift her up, O Lord, and pray. Lord, you who healed those and spoke to those and laid hands on those, Lord, in your earthly ministry, O God, we pray, touch her this day. Touch her with your mighty hand, O God, and let your grace cause her to recover, O God, fully. We pray your mercies over Eric as he takes her to the ER, Lord, that your peace and your grace will keep him and his family. Lord, your mercy and your grace and your comfort, O God, Lord, would overwhelm them, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 All right. The church is praying. The church is praying. So we're going to continue to keep our eyes upon the Lord as they go through this time. Where was I saying so? About Adam waking up and seeing God and understanding. Well, God would have revealed himself to Adam, right? The scripture says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And we understand, and it's clear that in order for man to have faith in God, he must first, God must first reveal himself to man so that man could have faith in God. And that does not happen by man's work, but it happens by God's power. And so Enoch had faith in God. Why? Because God revealed himself to Enoch. God revealed himself to Adam. God revealed himself to Noah. God revealed himself to all those in the New, in the both the Old and the New Testaments. So, therefore we recognize that God discloses his person, his will, and his way to mankind, and then mankind must respond to that revelation. God is always first, even here. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. But even that faith, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In other words, God reveals himself. He's always first in revealing himself, and then man has faith in God, and then man walks with God. And so we see in the garden, in Genesis 3:8, that God, after creating Adam and Eve, the Bible says he planted a garden eastward in Eden. He put four rivers there, every tree that you could imagine with all kinds of fruit, everything that man needed, he put it in that garden. And so man had all that he needed and the revelation of God, because God then told them not only the revelation of who he is, but he gave them his will and his law, right? The way that they were to go. What was that way? Of every tree of the garden you must freely eat, but the tree that's in the midst of the garden you shall not eat, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So God let them know his will concerning what he had done for them. So when God comes down in Genesis 3:8, the scripture says that they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So after God revealed himself, he revealed his will to mankind. He revealed his way. God came walking in the garden, expecting to find his creation walking with him. But what did he find? He found his creation hiding from him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wanting to get away from him. Why? Well, because we know the story. They had sinned. Well, we don't want to hide from God. Amen. We don't want to hide from God. We want to walk with God. Amen. And this walking with God starts in the book of Genesis, mm-hmm. and it goes all the way through the Old Testament, all the way through the New Testament, and it's found in the book of Revelation. I mean, walking with God is what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Hmm? You know. So, I want to look at a man who did just that. In Genesis chapter 5, verse 21, starting, we read, Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years. And had sons and daughters. This man walked with God for 300 years. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. For God took him. Now this is the crux, our text for today. Because it's the handle of the message, walking with God in 2024. Well, Enoch walked with God for over 300 years. We just want to get 1 year. We're trying to get 1 year. So let's look at it. So God gave this man, Enoch, he gave him a normal life, like he's given all of us, a normal life. However, according to this text, something happened to him after he had what was to be his first child. That would be Methuselah, because it doesn't tell us. It just says if he was the firstborn, it just says he had Methuselah.
Mm-hmm.
And Methuselah's name means man of the dart or man of the javelin, or he who dies, when he dies, the flood is sent. They were expecting, Enoch prophetically named Methuselah for an event that was going to come that yet had never happened before.
Yeah.
And according to this text, after that child, Enoch walked with God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling Darian, brother, after you have your first child, you're going to walk with God. I'm telling you that right now. Everything's going to change
Amen.
For you.
Amen.
It changed for Enoch. It didn't say Enoch walked with God and then had Methuselah. It says he lived 65 years and begot Methuselah, and after he begot Methuselah, he walked with God for 300 years. Fascinating to me. As far as we know, no one walked with God longer than Enoch in the Bible. He walked with God for 300 years. There is one other person, though, that couldn't walk with God longer than Enoch, and that was Noah. We don't know. I'm looking at, I love looking at the date, how they were, you know, when they were born and so forth, and how long they lived and all of that. It's some interesting calculations going on here. Okay. Anyhow, walking with God for a long time has a profound effect upon your life. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
He said it again. Walking with God for a long time has a profound effect on your life. Because the scripture says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not. For God took him.
Yeah.
God took him. It's fascinating to me. That confirms, or Hebrews 11:5 affirms about Enoch what Genesis says. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. Now, in Genesis, it didn't say by faith, but the writer of Hebrews, by the Spirit of God, lets us know that Enoch's walking had to do with his faith. So now we walk with God. We walk with God by faith. Since I remember in the New Testament, Paul saying we walk by faith, not by sight. So, Enoch, by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found. Interesting. The two people mentioned in the scriptures who walked with God had profound changes in their life. One, the first was Enoch, and he was taken away. The second was Noah, and he was saved from the flood.
Mm-hmm.
He did, you know, he died later on, but he didn't die with the rest of the world when judgment came upon the world. And so, in both cases, they avoided, Enoch avoided the ultimate judgment of death. Noah avoided the temporal judgment that came upon the world at that time.
Hmm.
He was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Then we know from Hebrews 11:6 that without faith is it impossible to please God. So, Enoch's faith in God, which was seen in his walking with God, is what pleased God.
Mm-hmm.
Enoch's walking with God has to mean that God in some way revealed himself to Enoch, and Enoch, by faith in God, chose the ways of God contrary to the world around him. Right? The scripture doesn't tell us that his father, Enoch's father, walked with God. It didn't say that his grandfather walked with God. It didn't say that his son walked with God. It didn't say that his grandson walked with God. It did say that his great-grandson walked with God. And so we see that even though God's revelation has gone to all people, that doesn't mean all people are going to walk with God.
True.
But Enoch, however, he did walk with God. To walk with someone, you have to conform to their steps. You have to go in the direction that they're going in, right? Amos 3:3, that famous scripture. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Mm-hmm. How can two walk together? We know that to be true. You can't walk with someone unless you're going in the same direction they're going.
True.
Unless you're taking the same footsteps that they have. So, notice that the scripture didn't say that Enoch dealt with God, it said he walked with God.
Yeah.
Now, it seems to indicate that God was going somewhere. God came down in the garden with He's walking in the garden with Adam and Eve, we're looking for them. And but it has the picture of the implication. God is walking, he's moving. And Enoch now is walking with God. And later on, we'll get into Noah began to walk with God. Almost as if to imply that where God was going, Enoch was totally fine with it. He was totally content with the fact. God is going somewhere. And for us to go with him, we must walk with him. We must walk with him. Again, we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, this word walk can, as literally translated in the scriptures, is figuratively translated in the scriptures. From our use, it would be figuratively, obviously, because this walking has to do with our lifestyle. This walking has to do with how we live. The Old Testament, New Testament uses conversation, how we carry ourselves, walking with God, valuing what he values, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we see, Jesus said in John chapter 14 in the New Testament, in verse 2, he said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." God is going somewhere, and we are to walk with him. We are going somewhere too. This is not our final destination. It wasn't Enoch's final destination. He was walking with God, and he walked right on that destiny. He walked right on the distance. And we don't know what this world holds for us. We don't know what life holds for us today. I was praying on Tuesday, and we were praying over Rosalie's situation, and I prayed, and in the prayer I said, some people are going to die this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then my sister died. Rosalie's daughter-in-law died the next day.
Hmm. Yeah.
Why? Because Jesus Christ came to die for us, that even though we die, yet shall he live, the scripture says.
Hmm.
So that's going to be a whole other sermon, a whole other how we view death and dying. That's going to be a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But Jesus is taking us to where he is. We're walking, we're moving along.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're not just a stationary place. If we walk with God, we're going somewhere. Jesus says, "Yeah, I'm coming for you. That where I am, you may be also." And I say, "I think I'll go there. I'll walk with you, Jesus. I'm ready. I'm walking there." All right. Not to be depressing, not to be morose, but to be factual and to be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Enoch so important? Enoch is important because it matters when one individual by faith walks with God. It matters when we walk with God. And Enoch did. Imagine how it must have affected his wife when Enoch just didn't come home one day. Enoch just, how about his children? Relatives, friends, co-workers, family, whatever. Indeed, the whole generation, Enoch was a sign. He was a sign. So believers who walk with God, we're signs to a world. Signs what? That God is. Mm-hmm. God is. Yes. He's real. He's alive. He exists, and he upholds all things by the word of his power. Big things happen to those who walk with God. So he didn't walk with God for what we know to be 300 years, because the scripture tells us that he walked with God for 300 years. And his family continued to grow all the time that he's walking with God. Enoch is a type of the believer. He's the type of a believer. Because we continue in this world just the way he continued in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Like Enoch, he wasn't bound to this world. Now, he did not know it, but we know it.
Yeah.
And let me say this. In other words, I don't think Enoch knew that he was going to be taken by God. He was just walking.
Mm-hmm.
He was walking with God. God revealed himself to him. He's going to walk with the God who revealed himself to him. I don't think God came down, at least the scripture doesn't say, God came and said, hey, Enoch, you know, one of you here, they're going to take you, you're going to come and be with me. It doesn't say that. Enoch is walking with God, and one day, he's not on earth anymore.
Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful. He anymore. He was in it. What a mighty God we serve. He continued in the world, yet he was not bound to this world. His faith in God, his walking with God, had opened up by the Savior, by the God who he served, had opened up him to him. Mm-hmm. He didn't know it. So he, by virtue of his walk with God, was bound for another world, even though he was in this world.
Hmm.
His faith in walking with God set him up for another world. He's going to another world. Yet he didn't know it. Yet we know it. Here we are. Remember, we have promises. If Enoch walked with God and didn't know that he was going to be taken to the next life, how much should we walk with God knowing that eternity we
huh.
Hallelujah. Look here. Funerals are not for the dead.
True. Hmm? Yep.
Not for the dead. Funerals are for the living.
Mm-hmm.
It's us coping with the fact that the person is gone. But if they're believers, they're in glory rejoicing with Jesus. Listen, they're not upset, they're not mad, they're not hurting, they're not anything. They are fine. Funerals are for us to cope with the brevity of life, the fact that we have to meet the same fate. That's what funerals are for. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I said all that to say this. As Jesus said, he said here in John chapter 8, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Okay, so yeah. The God who took Enoch out of this world just said, I'm not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And he took Enoch to another world. Jesus, when he was here, he said, hey, kingdom is not of this world.
Hmm.
No, my kingdom. That's why you see all the politics, people fighting, fussing, cussing, wanting to have civil war, and all this foolishness. Looking at it going, Jesus, these people are crazy.
Yeah.
And they calling themselves Christians. I said, Lord, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what Bible I'm reading. Because the book I'm reading, he says, you people talking to the Jews now, but covenant Jews. He's talking to them, says, you are from beneath.
Yeah.
He says, I'm from the bottom. You are of this world. I am not of this world. The good news is, 15:19, if you are of the world would know this. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. And there's news for you. You are not of this world. We're in it, but we're not of it. Don't get too comfortable.
True.
Don't get too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jesus said the world's going to hate you. Some people say, why the world going to hate me? Why the world hate me? Just hang on a little while. Hang on. Hang on. I read news from Christianity Today and different places, and I forget the country over in Europe, they're considering a law to ban religious books outside of a religious building. In other words, you couldn't have a Bible in your home. Imagine that. Living in a country where you couldn't have a Bible in your home. See, the world doesn't hate me. Hang on. If you walk with God, it will hate you. It will despise you. That time will come. Jesus said in John 16:28, I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. If you walk with God, if we walk with God, we're going to follow our God. He said, I came into the world, now I'm going out. Enoch left. Enoch was gone. Why? Because he walked with God. And we know that the same thing is true of us. Now, we're not going to leave here the way Enoch did. But we definitely know every one of us is going to leave here. So, Jesus left this world the way we all do, by death. But don't be discouraged. He has overcome death, hell, and the grave. And just like Jesus rose, we're going to rise. John 17:11, Jesus said, now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. Jesus was praying for his disciples then, praying for us now, that we would be kept through the name of the Father. And that's how you are kept every day, make no mistake about it. That's how you and I kept. You can see this PowerPoint, right? Just want to make sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Lauren. So Enoch goes on. He has more children for many years. He's 65. He has Methuselah. And then for 300 years, he had sons and daughters while he was walking with God. That's good to know that having a family doesn't have to hinder your walk with God. So all these people say, I couldn't take care of my family. No. Talk to old brother Enoch. Enoch will tell you, no, I walk with God. And he took me to heaven. And all the while I had a big family. I was a good family. So. However, after walking with God by faith for so long a time, he was not. Why was that? Because God took him. I don't believe, the scripture doesn't tell us, but he didn't know that God was going to take him. God had never taken anyone before. This hadn't happened before.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Of course, the Bible does say that Enoch was the first person to walk with God. He's the first one in scripture that we see.
Mm-hmm.
It's also interesting to note, if Enoch didn't know that he was going to go be with God, Enoch wasn't walking with God to get something out of God. He wasn't walking with God because he expected God to take him. Enoch was walking with God because God revealed himself to him. Enoch was walking with God because God is. That's the reason why we walk with God.
Yeah.
Because he is. Amen. And the beautiful thing is that he has revealed himself to us. He didn't have to. So you and I continue in this world. We have children. We have grandchildren. Just like Enoch did. And our responsibility, like Enoch, is to walk with God by faith. Because God had revealed himself to us.
Mm.
We see in the New Testament, Luke chapter 1, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. That's speaking of Zacharias and Elizabeth. What were they doing? They were walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. The revelation that God had given to them, they were walking in it. Enoch, the revelation that God had given to him, he was walking in that revelation. Reminds us of 1 John 1:9 that says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, see, that's 1 John. That's all the way in the end of the New Testament, talking about walking with God. But here, they were walking in the revelation that they had. What was that? That was Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
It was Mount Sinai, the Ten Commandments, and so forth. Mm-hmm. They were walking in that revelation. So God, through his word, revealed his will and ways to Zechariah and Elizabeth. And they were walking in the light that they had. So look at the New Testament church in Acts chapter 9, verse 31. We read, then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. What were they doing? They were walking in the fear of the Lord and they were walking in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. What is walking in the fear of the Lord? Because now we jump from Enoch all the way to the beginning of the Old Testament all the way down the New Testament church. They're still walking. They're walking with God. Well, it's the same as the fear of the Lord in the Old Testament. What do we know? Proverbs 8:13 says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Hmm. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Hmm. Amongst many other things. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. On and on and on it goes. The fear of the Lord is many things. Many promises associated with it. Hmm. But it's what does God approve of? What has he revealed his nature as? What way is he going? Hmm. We follow that way. The way he's going. What way is that? Well, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Enoch, by faith, walked with God through the revelation of God given to him. Altogether different than the revelation given to Israel. Even the revelation given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which we will get in next week. We'll get into that. But the revelation given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was different from the revelation given to Mount Sinai, the children of Israel. Because in Exodus chapter 20, that was the first time the revelation was written down. Abraham didn't have anything written down. Isaac and Jacob, they didn't have anything written down. God would just show up to them and said, I am the God of thy father Abraham. So he would reveal himself to them that way. Well, we walk with God through the revelation given to us by his son, Jesus Christ. You see how God has always revealed himself to Enoch one way, to that period of time, to the patriarchs, to Israel in the written law. But Jesus came and said one jot or one tittle of this law shall not pass away. He said, I didn't come to void the law, I came to fulfill it. So the ceremonial law passed away. The law that they tried to have the Gentiles keep, no. The Bible says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so now Jesus has revealed God the Father to us, and we're to walk with him based upon the revelation that we've received of God through Jesus Christ, his Son. This is where the church is today. And so the Bible says, in here it says, the churches all throughout Judea, Samaria, where is it? All the churches throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria. So I thought it was interesting. Here's Judah, Galilee, Samaria. Jesus, the church of Jesus Christ, was all throughout Israel. There were churches all throughout this area. Decapolis, where Jesus healed the man, the demoniac, and told him to preach, go through, stay there, and tell people what good things God has done. The church of Jesus Christ was all over this area because God had come and revealed himself and people were walking with him. Look at scripture. 2 John verse 4. How many times did we preach out of the book of 2 John? When's the last time you heard someone preach out of it? Then one preaches out of the book of 2 John. But listen to what John said. I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children. Walking in truth, as we have received commandment from the Father. So the Lord reveals himself, reveals his will, reveals his ways through his commandment, and the people who believe in God walk with God. They walk in the truth. They walk in the light as He is in the light. They walk in that revelation that God has given of Himself. And that's where we are for this year, the beginning of this year. Many things are going to happen, but we're to walk with God through it all. Not just for this year, but every year, 2025, 26, 27. We're to walk with God because day by day, God is revealing Himself to us. And then we, by faith, walk with God. And one day, like Enoch, He's going to come and take us to be with Himself. Hmm. Amen. You agree with that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, let's pray.
Amen.
Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for this opportunity to look at Your holy word. We thank You, O God, that You woke us up this morning, giving us strength to go about our day. Father, again, we lift up our sister Felicia. Lord, we pray by Your power and by Your might, by Your healing virtue. Lord, we pray, touch her, O God.
Yes.
Our sister. Have mercy upon her, O God. Lord, move in her physical body. Oh God, make the doctor's hands nimble. Give them the right treatments, the right diagnosis, the right things to do, oh God, to help her, oh God. Lord, and when they've done all they can do, Father, we thank You that there's no one who can do what You can do. So, Lord, we pray for the impossible. We pray for miracles. We pray for deliverance. We pray for healing, oh God, on her behalf. Lord, for Your grace, oh Lord, to keep her, oh God, by Your power and deliver her to us again, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. I ask Your blessing over our families, Lord, over our marriages, over our homes. Lord, that Your mercy would keep us and that we would be strengthened for another day tomorrow as we wait for Your presence in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.